Members of the Council of State continue to do important work for North Carolinians on a daily basis, tackling issues and helping move the state forward. This morning, we're happy to have with us in studio a member of the Council of State, State Auditor Jessica Holmes. Madam Auditor, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. So good to be here.
How do you view the role of the State Auditor?
If I had to summarize it into three words, I would say we follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Four words. The Office of the State Auditor conducts rigorous audits of all of the state's assets and liabilities, as well as any federal dollars that come into North Carolina.
So a little bit of everything that your office is doing.
A little bit of everything, including conducting the financial audits of the entire UNC system and the School of Science and Math.
You were appointed to the role of auditor by Governor Cooper.
Yes.
When Beth Wood resigned. I'm curious for you, what, as you take on this role, what's been the biggest challenges or the biggest learning curves for you getting up to speed as the state auditor?
The biggest learning curve was just jumping in. It was sort of being baptized by fire. But I inherited a wonderful team. The office itself was very well run. And I was grateful to inherit people that had been in the office for 30 plus years.
How did you go about, once you were appointed as auditor, restoring public trust and confidence in the auditor's office?
I think it's important for everyone to know that the state auditor is, quote unquote, the state's independent auditor. So we follow the money regardless of where it goes. And in terms of things that I'm doing, personally, I have not accepted a state car or a state credit card. I go through the reimbursement process like any other state employee would. Also, recently, the National State Association of Auditors conducted what we call a peer review. So when people ask the question, who audits the auditor, we participate in a peer review program. And the options are pass with deficiencies, or fail. And we recently had our peer review done for this year, and we passed with flying colors.
I'm curious, since you got appointed in November, what have been the biggest things that you are most proud of that you and your office have accomplished?
I would say the thing that I'm most proud of is the statewide single audit of federal funds received by the state for fiscal year 2023. North Carolina spent about $35 billion in federal awards that was distributed to 618 programs managed by 103 different state entities. And we found, for the most part, we were doing well, but we also identified some inefficiencies when it comes to Medicaid eligibility, foster care. So it's really important work in terms of making sure that federal and state funds allocated get to the people and places that need it most.
Visiting with North Carolina State Auditor Jessica Holmes, as you look for the rest of this year, what are some of the big initiatives that are on your agenda?
Keep doing the work.
Yeah.
The most important thing for me is to do the work irrespective of partisanship and to follow the money wherever it goes. I was born and raised in Eastern North Carolina in Pender County, and I know the value of a dollar, and I think it's very important that our leaders use tax dollars most effectively, most efficiently, and that, for example, you know, being born and raised in Eastern NC, I know what it's like to sweep flood water out of my living room. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to make sure that hurricane relief dollars get to the people and places that need it, as well as assessing how we did during the COVID pandemic with those dollars.
Are we still seeing some of those impacts from the COVID dollars in our state?
It is dwindling at this point. It is dwindling. So in terms of our next year's statewide single audit, we expect to have significantly less federal funds to audit.
As you look ahead toward this fall, you do face a challenge in terms of the election. What do you think is the biggest issue that's going to be part of the campaign this fall?
I think the biggest issue is the very top of the ticket. Many of us watch the presidential mm-hmm. debate, and oftentimes, Council of State members sort of go the way of the presidential race. And so, as for me, I just stick to kitchen table issues. Mm-hmm. I just talk to people about where they are and how my office impacts their daily lives.
With the Council of State, we have talked a lot in the last couple of weeks. We're going to talk even more about a lot of institutional knowledge that is going to leave the Council of State, regardless of some of these races.
That's correct.
What impact, if any, will the lack of institutional knowledge have on state government moving forward?
Well, I'll particularly give a shout out to State Treasurer Dale Falwell, who I think has done a wonderful job as State Treasurer. Even when we agree to disagree, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and, you know, his lack of moving forward. Whoever will replace him will certainly have very big shoes to fill. But I believe that, you know, we have cell phones and we have technology, and I hope that whoever replaces him takes advantage of that institutional knowledge so that it's not just lost.
State Auditor Jessica Holmes in studio with us. Auditor, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to having you back in studio again very soon.
Glad to be here.